Yasmina Brocha and from Meir Michael Ben Rivka. They both need Rachamei Shamayim. Please have them in mind in your tefillos. And the learning we do should be a schus for a refuah shleima for them. You should have a refuah shleima b'soch shar chol Yisrael.
Amen.
The Gemara and Daf Hei Amud Beis quotes the Machlokas Amoraim about how many people does the shliach have to say b'fanayuchim in front of. Two or three. Machlokas Amoraim. Initially, the Gemara wants to say that maybe it's dependent on the old Machlokas Rabban Rova and some other Amoraim as well as to whether the tam for b'fanayuchim is l'fishem b'kiyam l'shma or it's l'fishem edim mitzuyin l'kaim. If it's l'shma, so then two is enough. If it's kiyam, then you need three. And then the Gemara comes around to say, no, kula yalma, everyone says that the tam is kiyam. You should need three. But the question is, do you have the three, even if you have two? Even if you only have two dayanim, do you still have three? That's what the Gemara says. The kuli yama be'inan eidim etzuyim l'kaimo. V'hocha b'shliach nasa eid ve'eid nasa dayan kol miflugim. Manda amir b'fnei shnayim kasav v'shliach nasa eid ve'eid nasa dayan. Manda amir b'fnei gimel kasav v'shliach nasa eid ve'ein eid nasa dayan. Nachluk is whether eid nasa dayan or not. The shliach is nasa eid, says the Gemara. And we discussed last time that this is either according to the manda amir of shliach nasa eid in Kedushin, or maybe it's even l'kuli alma, maybe even the manda amir who says normally ein eid nasa dayan, but over here he'll say that Even the manda amir who normally says ein shliach nasa eid will say over here that shliach nasa eid because that's the takanas chachamim. So they certainly gave their manas to the shliach. But the question is, can that shliach who is an eid, can he be a dayan as well? Do we say that eid nasa dayan? Do we say that ein eid nasa dayan? Frek the Ritvam, what does this have to do with the din of eid nasa dayan in general? Generally speaking, when we have a machlokas, a discussion whether eid nasa dayan or maybe ein eid nasa dayan, that's talking about a case where the one person is going to be an eid. There's a kabbalas eid, as he says his testimony in front of dayanim, and then in the same din Torah, he's going to be a dayan. He's not an eid and dayan simultaneously. He's an eid at one point in this din Torah, and then he becomes a dayan at a different point. For the gemara din, he's a dayan. For the kabbalas eid, he's an eid. So that's the shaila. And even in such a case, there are some that hold that ein eid nasa dayan. But how's there a possibility, frek the Ritva, how's there even a shita who says that eid nasa dayan, the vasachas, simultaneously here, the eid is going to be an eid and a dayan for his own kabbalah seidus? It's the pile plo. That's the kasha that the Ritva is. The truth be told, the Ran in Ksubis that we saw earlier, the Ran in Ksubis on the Chesam and Beis in Dapirit, the Ran brings a raya from our Gemara that maybe eid nasa dayan even simultaneously. Even simultaneously. Ba'alma? Always? No, he doesn't go that far. When do we say that eid nasa dayan even vasachas according to the Ran? By what? By kim shtaris, Menashe, right? By kim shtaris. Not kim shtaris derabbanan, so chazal ameka. He's not willing to say it ba'alma. He's not willing to say it in general. By kim shtaris, he's willing to posit such an idea. Right? That's the Ran that we saw together. That's a big machlokas, the Ran and the Rosh. This is going back to packet number 25. The Gemara in Ksubis talks about that case where Shlosha Shiyashu L'Kayim Es Ashtar. It turns out that one of them doesn't know of the Kiyam, so the two Dayanim are going to testify in front of the one. They'll testify that these are the signatures, so it's not forged. The Gemara says that works. Shvamina the aid nasadayin. Shvamina the aid nasadayin. So the Ran there in Ksuba says, the chitema the hechi mahani hai edu shemeidin elu ashnayim ifnei ashlishi. Rabbi Kabbalah so edu. This is in packet. Packet 25, page 2. Hechi mahani hai edu shemeidin elu ashnayim ifnei ashlishi. Rav Kabbalah sa'ed shlosha be'inan v'hachaleka ela echad. The Kabbalah sa'ed is in each shlosha, but there's only one. There's one person who's being a Kabbalah. There's only one person. Yitzchak Rosh Bozal says the Ran, the kemel kim shtaris drabanan afilu ashnayim b'shoshim shme'idin nasim dayonim umetzdarfim ima shlishi v'kabbal edus atzman. He says it must be that Eid Nasa Daim Vasachas, that the two who are testifying are the Dayanim to them. It's Tarif Ima Shlishi. The Mitztarif Ima Shlishi. Achanami Amina, but Parakama the Gittin. What do you know? The Rahan says, Oh, Gemara and Gittin is a riot to this Yisod too. The Shliach, I may be get no snob if Neshtaim, but Omer Bifnaim, Fanny to Fanny Nata. Umer Farshin and Taim, Amisham, the Shliach Nasa Eid, the Eid Nasa Dayan. Achanami Bishor Shemayed, who Nasa Dayan. There too, b'shor shumeid unasadayin. It's eid nasadayin b'vasachas. Says you see that we can have an eid nasadayin b'vasachas according to that day. B'ainu time is up the rabbishim b'kiyum shtaras drabbanon. It's all because of kiyum shtaras. He's not going to say eid nasadayin b'vasachas b'alma. B'kiyum shtaras, kiyum shtaras drabbanon. So then maybe eid nasadayin b'vasachas. The Russian ksubis obviously disagrees with the rab. Right? What's the teretz that the Rush gave for this kasha? This kasha that how can it be that Eid Nasa Dayan, how can we accept the Eidus? There's only one Dayan. There's only one Dayan over here. How can we accept the Eidus? What's the Rosh's answer, Zach? What's the Rosh's answer?
It must be one by one.
The one by one, meaning for Kabbalah's Eidus of Kiyum Shtaris, one is enough. You don't need three for Kabbalah's Eidus of Kiyum Shtaris. That's the Rosh's answer. Right? So we pointed out there's a machlokas, the Rosh and the Ran, as to whether Kabbalah's Eidus of Kiyum Shtaris requires three. The Rush says it doesn't require three, and that's the answer. The Ran says it does require three, but you have it, right? Since Eid Nasadayim B'Vasachas, you have the three, right? So there is a machlokas where the Kabbalah says that Kiyum Shtaris requires three, but there's another machlokas floating around over here, and that is, do we say that Eid Nasadayim B'Vasachas? Right? The Rush gives his answer. It's a big chiddush, right? To say the Kabbalah says of Kiyum Shtaris doesn't require three. If Kiyum Shtaris B'Shlosha, why should the Kabbalah Seder be different than the Gemara Din? We normally find where a Gemara Din requires three, in Dinei Mamonos, the Gemara Din requires three, the Kabbalah Seder has to have three too. Except this Kiyum Shtaris is different. It only requires one for the Kabbalah Seder. That's a chiddush on the part of the Rush. But maybe the Rush felt compelled to say that because he disagreed with the Ran's other assumption. The Ran is willing to say that Eid Nasa Dayan even B'Vasachas, B'Kiyum Shtaris, the Rush holds, can't be. It can't be that Eid Nasadayim B'Vasachas. Don't push on me. Kiyum Shtaris Drabon. It's just not true. It doesn't matter that it's Drabon. It just doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense, the Rush claims. You can't say that Eid Nasadayim, even in Kiyum Shtaris. So he can't say that Eid Nasadayim, even in Kiyum Shtaris. So then we don't have an answer to the Kasha. That's what the Rush had to stand on his head and say, maybe the Kabbalah Seder of Kiyum Shtaris doesn't actually require three. Maybe one is enough. So there's a double machlokas, the Rush and the Ran, floating around over here. And that's what compelled them to give their different answers to this question. But the Ran is medayik from our sugi. He brings a Ran from our sugi that Eid Nasadayim B'Vasachas B'Kiyum Shtaris. This is the Ran. So the Teretz, the Ran's answer to the Ritva's Kasha is that the Kasha never even began. Frek the Ritva, how can Eid Nasadayim help us in our sugi? It's doch Eid Nasadayim B'Vasachas. Zok the Ran, Kiyum Shtaris Shaini, Kiyum Shtaris the Rabbanan, and Eid Nasadayin even B'Vasachas. That's the Ran's answer. The Turei Evan is very bothered with this Ran. He says, how can it be that Eid Nasadayin B'Vasachas? It just can't be. The Rush doesn't ask this kasha. I'm reading this into the Rush. I'm like dramatizing the Rush a little bit more. But you don't have to look in the Rush. That's the kasha of the Turei Evan and Rosh Hashanah. Turei Evan is going on a Gemara and Rosh Hashanah over there. We're not going to discuss the details. But he basically asked this kasha in the Ran. Basically asked, how can it be that Eid Nasadayim B'Vasachas, even B'Kiyum Shtaris, how can it be? What's his kasha? What's the formulation of his kasha? His kasha is actually more pointed than the way that I'm developing it. The Rashbam in Bava Basra discusses, what is this machlokas? You know, why would anyone say that Eid Nasadayim? What does that mean? What's the mock of his ajit? Is that a dindaraisa, dindarabana? Like what is it? So the Rashbam says it's a dindaraisa, it's a posuk. Rashbam is on the kuf yudalad amad alat and obas. Rashbam says, the Eid Nasadayim, hameid al hadovra inasa odayin ba'osadov. Eid hameid. We have to figure out who this aid is, right? So he says, aid ha-meid, an aid that testifies about a particular dove, a particular court case, it can't be a dayan in that court case. Adds the Rashbam, v'gam im ro'es ha-dove v'nasa aid, ein nasa Olea odayin be'edus atzmo. Elim kei me'idim acherim befun. And even if he's an eid heroic, he can't become a dayan either. Now that's not so poshut. We're not doing this sugya in detail, but if you read the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, look at the Tosas over there, you'll see that some say that it's a special din when it comes to dinei nefashos. We want the dayanim to be able to see a schus for the person. Dinei nefashos, we want them to be able to be matzil. But if he saw the murder, if he saw the case, so he's not going to be able to see a schus for this person. So after there, eid haroeh can't be a dayan. Normally we just assume that eid hameid can't be a dayan. You can see, from today till tomorrow, you can see the maisa, but as long as you don't come to Bezin to testify, that's okay. You can be a dayan in that maisa. To be a dayan, someone else will be the eid, and you'll be the dayan. Fine. What's the mocker? I think it's exer sakosif. The chsiv v'amdu shnei ha'anoshim v'gomer lifnei Hashem. Shnei anoshim asher lahem ariv lifnei Hashem. Anoshim zok the Gemara in Shavuos be'edim hakosav medaber lifnei Hashem haynu lifnei hadayonim. Hashem sometimes means dayonim. Elohim b'loshem chol ashmin and krod tzarech lohayt shnayim lifnei hadayonim. The pasuk says that you have to have anoshim, you have to have edim, and you have to have lifnei Hashem, you have to have dayonim. They're different people. They're different people. So Einei Nasa Dayan, Lefi the Mandama, that Einei Nasa Dayan, because he learned some Xeris HaKosov, that Anoshim is not Lifnei Hashem. There are Edim and there are Dayanim, and never the twain shall meet. You need both. You need both personalities. You need both personalities. That's the Mandama that Einei Nasa Dayan. But Frekta Turei Evan, this is worse. This is worse. Because the Gemara in Shavuos also learns that Edim ba'amida v'dayanim b'yeshiva v'amdu shnei anoshim v'amdu Edim ba'amida v'dayanim b'yeshiva. When you have a dintar, when you have a kabbalas edus of the Edim, so the Edim have to be ba'amida and the dayanim are b'yeshiva. Right? The Edim are standing, the dayanim are sitting. They're different people. Frekta Turei Evan, how can the Ran say that you can that Eid Nasadayan Bivasachas, Lamanda Omer Eid Nasadayan, even Bivasachas, it can work, albeit the Ran limits it to Kiyam Shtaras, but how can it work Bichlal? Right? How can the Manda Omer Eid Nasadayan say that it can work even Bivasachas? You can't sit and stand at the same time, right? Isn't there's a colloquial expression, right? You can't sit and stand at the same time? So that's mamish what you have over here. If the Eidim have to be Ba'amida and the Dayanim have to be B'yeshiva, they can't sit and stand at the same time. You can't be an aid and a dayan at the same time because the aid is standing and the dayan is sitting. How does that make any sense? That's the formulation of the Turei Evan's kasha. Right? He doesn't just say that. How can it be that an aid can be a dayan? That the same person is going to play two roles? No, he asked like a halachic kasha. I'm not asking you, you know, a svara. I'm asking a kasha mitzad hadin. Right? If the halacha is that aidim ba'amida and dayanim b'yeshiva, it's not possible to be eid v'dayan b'vasachas because you can't sit and stand at the same time. So he wants to suggest his chiddush to explain the Ran, that the Turei Evan answers that maybe the Ran holds that when do the dayanim have a shame dayan? L'inyan zeh, that they have to be b'yeshiva. When is this halacha that dayanim have to be yeshiva? That's only by the ikar hadin for the dayanim. By the main part of the court case for the Dayan. What's the main part of the court case for the Dayan? And what do you think? There's a Kabbalas Edus, there's a Masa Umatan, and there's a what? A Psakdin, Gemardin. So when do you really see the role of the Dayan? When they pass him. Of course, they need the Masa Umatan, but that's like a Hechetimtsu. That's a Hachonda for the Gemardin. The Iker for the Edim is when? What's the Iker part of the court case for the Edim? Kabbalas Edus. The ikar part of the court case for the Dayanim, Efshem and Kenzogin, is the Gemara Din. So, Dr. Turei Evan, maybe Dayanim have to be the Yeshiva, dafka at the Gemara Din. Eidim ba'amida v'dayanim b'yeshiva, that means that in the ikar part of the court case for the Eidim, they have to be ba'amida. The ikar part of the court case for the Dayanim, they have to be b'yeshiva. So, the Eidim have to be ba'amida b'shas kabbalah seidus. The Dayanim have to be b'yeshiva b'shas Gemara Din. But who says the Dayanim have to be b'yeshiva b'shas kabbalah seidus? What's the makkah for that? If you assume the Dayanim only have a shame Dayanim for this halacha b'shas gemardin, at the ikar point of the din Torah for them, so maybe that's only by the Gemaradim, maybe that's not by the Kabbalah Seders. So if the Dayanim can be by me, the Bishas Kabbalah Seders, you can stand and stand at the same time, right? There's no problem. If the whole problem was just that you can't sit and stand at the same time, so as long as I can explain why the Dayanim can be by me, then there's no problem, because they can serve as Edim and as Dayanim. And they'll just be standing. They'll serve in both roles, and they'll be by me. That's the answer that the Torah Yevon wants to give to try to justify the Ran Sheep. But we have a more basic question, and that is, forget about whether halachically it's a problem or not a problem, Eidim Bamidim, Dayanim B'Yeshiva. Okay, let's assume the Dayanim can be Bamidim. But they're still serving as both Eidim and as Dayanim. That's the Chapela, right? There are Anoshim, and there's Lifnei Hashem, and there are different people here. How can they be on both sides of the bench, as they say, right? Right? They're gonna be on both sides, they're gonna be standing as Dayanim. Okay, they're gonna be in the same spot, right? They stand as Eidim, they stand as Dayanim at the same time. But how does that work? The Chora Kabbalah Seidus means there have to be people who are being Makabel the Eidus. How can you be Makabel your own statement? I'm Makabel my own statement, I'm saying something, and I'll be Makabel at the same time. The Lashon Kabbalah Seidus sounds like the Dayanim are actually Makabel the Eidus. They're Makabel the Eidus, they're accepting the Eidus. How can you be an Eid V'dayim B'Vasachas? It's really a Pella. It's a big Chiddush in the Ran. So of course, it's a Chiddush, but The Ran already took the teeth out of the Chiddush, right? He said, how does this work that you can be that Eid Nasdaim Vasachas? Kim Shtaraz Rabbanim. So, okay, it breaks the rules. I mean, if it would be a Dindaraisa, then we really would be stunned. You know, how does this work? It's like a good Kasha. More than the Turi Evans Kasha. How does it work that you can play both roles at the same time? But comes the Ran and says, it's a Dirabbanim. So, Chazal were the ones who required us to have the Kim Shtaraz. So they were Mako that you can be an Eid V'dayim V'Vasachas. And this is the Ran Sheet. Okay, according to the Ran, the kasha of the Ritva is not a kasha. Yeah.
To do a hey mamre, do you need a reason to be mekel, or can you just say what is
it? I don't know if you need a reason to be mekel. I hear the kasha, Daniel. You're saying here, you know, the kula that we're familiar with is b'fanai t'fanai, right? B'fanai, chazal v'matzrich b'fanai for different reasons. So they were mekel that one shliach is enough. But why were they mekel? You should be good. So there's a tam, adov. Daniel's asking, what's the tam here? I guess the simple answer probably is that Chazal want to make it easier to be Mekayim Shtaraz. The whole requirement of Mekayim Shtaraz is only a Chumrei D'Rabbanan. We don't want to make it so difficult to be Mekayim Shtaraz, because then maybe you can add Shlotino Delis Bifnei Lovin. Right? We're afraid people are not going to want to lend any money, not going to want to have dealings with other people, because it's so hard to be Mekayim L'Shtaraz. I need Eidim, I need Dayanim. So it's just easier for people. Maybe Avshimin can organize it. Can make it easier for people. Comes the Ritva in our sugya, and he gives a different answer. Ritva says that it's not that Eid Nasadayin B'Vasachas and Kiyim Shtaraz Ba'alma. No, maybe the answer is Eid Nasadayin B'Vasachas in our Kiyim Shtaraz. Right? It's not just that Kiyim Shtaraz D'Rabbanan. But this whole case, right? Mishumiguna, as Daniel says, Mishumiguna, Chazal and Mekel, that one shleich is enough. So they extend that kula further. Right? If they're going to be Mekel, Mishumiguna, then they're Mekel further. First of all, they're Mekel, Mishumiguna, that one shleich is enough. You don't need two Eidim to say Befanai. And secondly, they'll be Mekel, that Eid Nasadayin, even Vasacha. So less of a chiddush than the Ran. The Ran says that Eid Nasadayim V'Asachas in all Kiyim Shtaraz. Ritva is saying, no, over here we find already the Chazal HaMekel. This is a special type of Kiyum. It's not even a normal Kiyim Shtaraz. It's just an Amira B'Fanayim T'Fanayim Eftam. That's in place of Kiyum. So Chazal HaMekel Mishum Iguna, that one Shleich is enough. So they're also Mekel, that Eid can be Nasadayim V'Asachas. Not such a pill. So we just pointed out that according to Rashi and the Tosis Rid, if you assume there's no need for shlosha in the Kabbalah Seidus, that Kiyum Shtaraz b'shlosha really means that the Maisa Bezdin has to be b'shlosha. The Maisa Bezdin, the Maisa Kiyum has to be b'shlosha, it's not the Kabbalah Seidus. So then the whole question never began to begin with. Right? The whole question never began. Right? Because the kasha is, how can the Eid be Nasadayin, how can the Shliach be an Eid and a Dayan at the same time in the Kabbalah Seidus? Right, but maybe you don't need three for the Kabbalah Seders. Maybe Taka 2 would even be enough for Kabbalah Seders. I need three in the Maisekiyum. Right? I need three in the Maisekiyum. It happens to be that if you assume If you assume that this is a real Eidus of Kiyum Shtaris, so then Mistama, you would need three, not because you need three for Kabbalas Eidus, Midin Kabbalas Eidus, but if it's a real Din of Kiyum Shtaris, then if you only have two, then maybe the two would not be able to be made in front of the three, because that might be eight Mipi eight. I don't want to confuse you, I don't want to make it too complicated. Right, but okay, let's just keep it simple. According to the Tosus Rit, that the purpose of the three is not for the Kabbalah Seidus, but rather it's for the Etzem Hakiyum itself, so then what's the Kashim? How can the aid be Nasa Dayan? He can play both roles with Vasachas at the time of the Kabbalah Seidus? Who says that you need three at the time of the Kabbalah Seidus? Maybe two is enough. So the Shliach is Nasa Eid B'Shas Kabbalah Seidus, and he'll be Nasa Dayan B'Shas Hakiyum. Right, he'll be Nasa Dayan. When they pass it up, that it's okay. Right? When they pass it up, they say, oh, now that we have a bafanai, now that we have a bafanai, we treat the get as though it's mekuyim, the woman can marry. And even if the husband will come later, we're not gonna require kiyum, we're not gonna listen to him anymore because we pass it up that it's as if the get is mekuyim. So the eid is able to pass it up. But Bashas Kabbalah Seidus, who says that you need three? According to Rashi and Tosfos Ri, the whole kasha never even began. Okay, so these are the three answers to this kasha. That maybe the whole kasha was never kasha b'chlal because there is no eid d'dayim v'asachas over here. Because the eid is not being a d'dayim b'shas kabbalas eid, it's being a d'dayim b'shas ma'isekiyu. The other way to say is that even if eid b'dayim can't be eid d'dayim v'asachas, but maybe by kiyum shtar, maybe there are coolers, maybe in certain cases you can. The Ran says by all kiyum shtars you can be an eid d'dayim v'asachas, l'man damar eid nasadayim, because kiyum shtar is drabbanan. Talk to Ritzva, maybe it's not something that will extend to all Kim Shtos, but at least over here, they'll say that Eid Nasadayan even Vasachas, because it's part of the Kula Drabbanan, that if the Mekel for Bafana, that Shliach Echad is enough, then maybe the Mekel that Eid Nasadayan even Vasachas as well. Okay. This is the Sukhi. Questions? Okay. Let's go back. Yes, question.
For the Ram, what exactly is the Hamar of Hamar, if he said that there's a custom of
The Ranik Subas?
Yeah.
The Ranik Subas is saying Kiyum Shtaris the Rabbanon, so therefore Eid Nasadayim Rasachas. But Alma, we wouldn't say Eid Nasadayim, like in Dinah Mominus Stam, we wouldn't say Eid Nasadayim Rasachas. But because Kiyum Shtaris the Rabbanon, that's not Xeris HaKosuv. The Rashbam said that Ein Eid Nasadayim is Xeris HaKosuv. And the Ran agrees to that. He agrees to the Xeris HaKosuv, but Alma by Doraisas. But he says, by Kiyum Shtaris Derabbanan, since it's only Derabbanan, maybe there's room to be made. Okay. Let's go weiter in the Gemara. Okay, we're finally up to the last chelek. Discussing this sugya the whole week, a very longish sugya. Right, small vignettes in the sugya, small, very important yesodos that emerge from the different machlokas we've shown in terms of the havana of the sugya. So the final shot of the Gemara, final approach is this. Gemara had said in stage 2 that maybe the machlokas of 2 or 3 is whether Eid Nasadayin or Ein Eid Nasadayin. In fact, the Gemara, I will come along with the Rabbanan to Eid Nasadayin. This is a Rabbanan, and we pass the Eid Nasadayin by the Rabbanan. So everyone should say what? L'kule yalma l'vishen edem and seyel l'kaima. The funny is because of Kiyum. So we said the machlokas was that the Mandam who says 2 holds that Eid Nasadayin. So now the Gemara is saying, but doesn't everyone agree with the Rabbanan that Eid Nasadayin? So if everyone agrees with the Rabbanan that Eid Nasadayin, so everyone should say 2. Got it? Everyone should say 2. Ela hocha b'hocha mifilgi, says the Gemara. The Marisa v'kevin the ishak sher lav yisaged, zimnin d'maisa le'itza, zimnin d'maisa le'itza. Maybe she will bring, le'it, the gek, that's a zocha. Maisa le'itza, the woman will bring it. She'll bring the get. The samchi alone will rely on her to be a dime. Right? To be a dime? Maybe we'll rely on her. It is true, b'drabon and eid nasadayin, but there are limitations to that. Dr. Gemara, maybe the woman will bring a get and will rely on her to be a dime. And that we can't do. Because she's psula lada. Clearly that's the implication of the Gemara. Right? We'll rely on the woman. A woman will bring a get. Now she came in the Isha Ksheira. Imachshat Bishnayim. Zimnin de Maisale. Isha Vesamchin Nalolach. Shuri Nami Bishnayim. The Isha Lochazia Le Itzterufi. Bahadayo Le Klosa. The woman can't be Mitzareth in the three. For the best. Umar Savar. Ve'idach, I'm sorry, ve'idach, isha made the yadiv lo samchela. Isha, we know can't be mitzvah to the bezdin. We're not going to make that mistake. The one who says that you need three, he admits that eid nasa dayim b'dirabban, but he's afraid that maybe, since we know a woman can bring the get, maybe the woman will bring the get and will rely on her to be part of the bezdin. We'll say that eid nasa dayim b'dirabban, eid nasa dayim, maybe the woman also. And that's not true. The woman can't be mitzvah to the bezdin. And the other one says, I'm not afraid that we're going to make a mistake with a woman. We know that a woman can't be mistaken with a bezdin. So we're not going to be somech on the woman. So there's no reason to require three, because normally the shliach is nasa eid, ve'eid nasa dayin. The shliach can be nasa dayin. So two is enough. You have two, plus the shliach, who's an eid, he's nasa dayin, so then everything is going to be fine. And this is the Gemara. So it sounds like the machlokas in the Gemara, according to the maskana, the machlokas in the 2 days, whether Bifani has to be said in front of three, or can even be said in front of two, everyone agrees with Rabbanan Eid Nasadayan. The shaila is, are we afraid? Are we gozer to Isha? We gozer to the case where a woman is going to bring again. We gozer to the case where the woman is going to bring again. Because what? Because a woman is psula ladan. She can't be mitzvah to the best. It sounds like she's psula ladan. Psula ladan. Because she's psula ladan, she can't be mitzvah to the best. So if we're afraid of this case, we're afraid that you might be confused, so then we have to have three, because in a case where you have two, maybe there'll be mitzvah to the woman to the bezdin, you know, it'll be terrible. So that's the daya that holds that you need three. And the other daya doesn't argue fundamentally with any of the halachas. The other daya also holds that it's isha's psula ladan. But the other daya holds we're not afraid. We're not afraid of that gzera, because everyone knows that she's psula ladan. So we're not afraid. We're not afraid that there'll be mitzvah to the bezdin. So the clear implication of Vasugi, if you read this Gemara, just the regular shock of the time, someone asks you, is a woman kosher to be a dayan or not? So you should tell them, the mashmos of the Gemara in Gitna, the Afhamid Beis, is that she's psula ladan. Okay. That's the way to answer the kasha. Person says, you know, is a woman share ladan? You say, I don't know, is it a pasuk? Is it a this? Is it a that? I don't know, is it a mishnah? It's a Gemara in Gitna. It's a Gemara in Gitna. That's the mashmos of the Gemara. No one's arguing that she's psula ladan. And the question is, are we afraid? Are we gozer to a case that a woman brings a get? Because maybe you'll think she could be mitzvah to the bezdin. It's a lom de shirai. It's a good ride. Frek de rashash, but not every rishon agrees with that. So we have to examine this question. Is it haka true that a woman is psula ladan, or maybe it's not true? If I can find rishonim that hold that anisha is ksher ladan, we're going to have a different shot in the Gemara, because the Gemara doesn't read. That's the Rashash's kasha. So before we get this kasha, we first have to look at the Rishon. Oh. So where is this address? This is a Tosfos. A Tosfos in Gittin. Not a Tosfos in the beginning of Gittin. Tosfos at the end of Gittin. Right? In the back roads. Way, way back. Way back. Mitzvah Shem. We should be Zocha to get there. I love you guys. Beautiful. Such a hana. You know what that shows? It shows a she'ifa. I want to get there. Amen. It's gewaldig. So beautiful. What does the Gemara say on Pechasim Abeis? Gemara said you can read it. Show me that. The Tanya. Hoya Rabbi Tarfon Omer. Whenever you find collections, groups of goyim, non-Jews, there's an issur to go to a bezdin of goyim, right? Our call shalom v'kachavim. So the Mishnah is going to use that phraseology on Daf Yud Amud Beis. Akol Shelo V'Kochavim. It's an Issa, right? An Issa Daraisa. Be'elam Mishpat Mashatasim Lefneim. It's an Issa Rasei. Lefneim V'lo Lefnei Ov V'Kochavim. It's supposed to go to a Bezin Shal Yisrael, not to a Bezin of Goy. Dovrach Lefneim V'lo Lefnei Hedyotos. Lefneim Dafka in front of them, not in front of Hedyotos. What does that mean? That means that the dayanim have to be smuchim. They have to have a proper smicha. A real smicha. Not the smicha bismarazeh, but a real smicha. So what do you see from this Gemara? that we're dashening, we're using this word lifneim. Lifneim is not in front of goyim, not in front of hedyotos. These are the people who are kosher lodin, right? Hedyotos are not kosher lodin, Akav is not kosher lodin. Lifneim is talking about dayonim. Right? Ve'ela mishpatim ashetosim lifneim. That's what Parshas Mishpatim is all about. It's all about dinei mamonos, dinei of bezdin. So, Eila Mishpat Mashatasim Lifneim, one pshat in the Gemara, this is the way the Gemara over here is learning, is that it's referring to the dinim that you have to teach the Dayanim. The Dayanim have to know the halacha in order to pass them properly. The word Lifneim is talking about Dayanim. Tractosvis, but in a different Gemara, the word Lifneim is talking about something else. The low Lifneim had Yodos Tema, Dimash with the Ari Krub, Bekshayim Lodun, Dilu Per Kamad Kedushin Ubbava, Kamad Dashinim, and the Hishva Kasavish, Lishl, 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 Dinin Shabbat Torah. Gemarin Bava Kama and Kedushin learns from this Lifneim that Hishva Kosev Isha Le'ish L'chol Dinei Shabbat Torah, that the halachas of Dinei Mamonos, right? The Yisag Zeylan, Dinei Shomrim, and you know, all the halachas in Parshas Mishpatim, all the halachas of the Torah in general. This is just an example. It's a subset, but it's really, you know, it's a bana. It's a binyan av to everything, that Hishva Kosev Isha Le'ish L'chol Dinei Shabbat Torah, that the halachas are the same. The halachas of Dinei Mamonos, the halachas of Dinim are the same for Ish V'Isha. Lifneim, a plural, Lifneim, that means that everyone, it applies to everyone. Hishva Kosev Isha Le'ish L'chol Dinei Shabbat Torah. So the word Lifneim in the Gemara Kedushin of Bava Kama seems to be referring to Nashim as well. And yet the word Lifneim in Gitna Daf Peches and Beis is referring to Dayanim. Says Tosfos the Isha Psula Ladan, that not a perek basimin. The Gemara Nida says Kol Kosher Ladan Kosher Lahoy. The Isha Psula Lahoy. Kedemuha Be'achov LePerek Shvuas Ha'edus. A woman is Psula Lahoy. Why? Because it says Ve'amdu Shnei Ha'anoshim. Right, that's our favorite pasuk for today. Right, Shnei Anoshim. Who are the Eidim? Anoshim Velo Noshim. So a woman is Psula Lahoy. Dr. Mishneh Nida, Kola Kosher Lodun Kosher Lahoy. Kola Kosher Lodun Kosher Lahoy, right? If you Kosher Lodun, what's the logic? This is a logical principle, right? Kosher Lahoy implies Kosher Lodun, right? So what's the din of someone who's Posel Lahoy? Those are saying that he should be Posel Lodun.
What's the lashon of the mission?
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't say it right. Right? Looks backwards. Kala kosher ladun kosher lahay. Someone who's kosher ladun is kosher lahay. So what does that imply?
So Tosfos, someone who's pasal lahay is going to be pasal ladun. What's that called?
That's the contrapositive, right?
Yeah.
This is the contrapositive. What's the converse? I forget it. Right? There's, you know this stuff, no? No. A implies B, right? Then you have negative B implies negative A. Right? Just because A implies B does not mean that B implies A. That's not true. Right? That's the converse, right? Right. The statement does not imply the converse. That's not necessarily true. Right? If A implies B, that means if you don't have B, you can't have A. That's true. But just because A implies B doesn't mean that B implies A, right? A could imply B, but yet not every B implies A, right? If A is a larger subset, whatever. Anyway, not for now. This is for logic. Geometry, what, this is 10th grade geometry, no?
LSAT.
What?
LSAT.
Oh, okay. Dial the Tzara B'Shaita. Okay.
Okay. Now you're right. After you say
Elsa, you want to take a picture?
No,
after
Elsa, I get the
race. No reason. Okay, what does Mishneh Nida say, Zach? Okay, the Mishneh Nida says, Kola kosher ladun kosher lahoy, right? So it says, Tosus, what do you see from there? A woman who's psula lahoy is psula ladun. We know she's psula lahoy. It says, anoshim v'lo noshim. So she must be psula ladun. Now we have a steer. Right. Tosfos posited this idea that a woman is psula ladan, and he proves it. He proves it from the Mishneh Nida. So once we know that a woman is psula ladan, so then we have a problem, because the word lifneim in the Gemara in Gittin is talking about
those people who are kasher ladan, and presumably women are not included in that lifnayim, and yet the Gemara Kedushin, the Gemara Bava Kama, learns from the word lifnayim that hishva kasev isha leish l'chol din shabatar. So you see that nashim are included in the word lifnayim. So what is it? Are they included within lifnayim, or are they not included within lifnayim? Tacha pel. The Tosas has two answers. Yesh lomer the cloud the parent basim in the ish ayin. Klomer kol isha kasher ladan kasher lahay. The first answer of Tosas is that the klal of the Mishnah Nida is not talking about everyone. It's just talking about anashim. It's talking about an ish. Any ish that's kasher ladan is kasher lahayit as well. But not everyone is kasher ladan is kasher lahayit. A woman is kasher ladan, but she's tzul lahayit. The Mishnah Nida is talking about an ish, not an ish. Very interesting answer. Why should that be? Okay, maybe we'll get to that. We'll get to a svara as to what Tosas really means. But that's his first answer. His first answer is taka, a woman is kshera ladan. A woman is kshera ladan. I tried to prove to you from the Mishnah Nida that a woman is psul ladan. It's just not true. Really, a woman is kshera ladan. You've got to reinterpret the Mishnah Nida. And then he's bothered with Devorah. We know that Devorah, in Sefer Shoftim, it says that she was Shofeta, says Yisrael. Okay, we're not going to get involved in Devorah. That's a different case, he says. He has two answers for Devorah, not for now. So his first answer is that really a woman is Ksheru Lov and you've got to reinterpret the Mishnah Nida. And then at the end he says, no. Miu b'Yerushalmi diyuma yesh. There isn't a Yerushalmi like this. Me'ata de'ein isha me'idein adon. Yerushalmi says b'feirish, since a woman, it talks about a woman, you can't say that's talking about an ish, since a woman can testify, she's psula lahayat, she's psula ladah. Stachah b'feirish Yerushalmi. So even if you can't be medarek from the Mishnah neither, but Yerushalmi clearly says that a woman's psula ladah. So if the Yerushalmi says the woman is psula ladah, so we're back to square one, back to our old kasha. Omri, the kra mashmalei da'ari v'chol inin b'ein b'dayon in b'ein b'nidon. It's not a kasha b'chlal, he says. Even if a woman is psula ladan, the word lifneim in one gemara can be talking only about, can be excluding women. Right? In one gemara, the word lifneim might not include women. And in the other gemara, it can include women. How can that be? How can you talk out of both sides of your mouth? He says, well, the word lifneim is talking about a lot of different types of people. Right? What do you say? You're saying these are dinim that the dayanim are going to have to judge, but these are also dinim that people have to keep. Right? If the court case is going to involve dayanim, lifneim means that the dayanim are going to have to judge. Lifneim also means that these are halachos that the hamonan have to know. We have to teach them so that they know gnev and zel and shom and all the halachos that they won't be nichshol, that they'll do the right things in dinim amos. So it's referring to dayanim, but it's also referring to nidonim, to balei davar. It's referring to Bali Dover. So even if regarding Dayanim, maybe women are not included within the set of Dayanim, but they certainly are included within the set of Nidonim, because if not, then what, you can steal from a woman? A woman can steal from a man? It's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. In terms of Nidonim, in terms of the Din Torah itself, of course women can be Bali Dover. There can be a court case involving a woman. Right? There's no doubt about it. Right, so the word lifneim has to include women regarding nidonim. It doesn't have to include women regarding dayanim. So maybe women attack a psulos ladan, but we can say hishva kosev isha leish lechol dinin shabatar because the word lifneim is also referring to nidonim, and in that respect, ish veisha are compared. There's no difference between the two regarding dayanim. They're not compared. Dayanim, that's a dayanim don't include akum. They don't include. Hedyotos, they don't include women either. That's only anoshim. That's fine. Regarding dayanim, we're not going to include women. But because women are included in the other aspect of the word lifneim, they can be a nidon, they are bali davar. They certainly can be bali davar. So that's why the Gemara in Kedushin and Bava Kama says, Hishra kosevi shalayish l'chol dinei shabbat tov. These are the two days of Tosas and Gim. So just to sum up, right? So the first day of Tosas is that really, and ish is kshera ladan. You misinterpreted the Mishnah Nida. The Mishnah Nida is only talking about an ish. Any ish that's posel ladan is posel lahayit, but there are people that are posel lahayit that are kosher ladan, right? Any ish that's posel ladan, like a rush, if he's a gazla, or if he's a karov to the person, right? An ish that's pasul adon is pasul ahayit as well. But there are people who are pasul ahayit that are kosher adon. Isha. An isha is psula lahayit, but if she's not a krova, right? She's not a krova, she's not a gazlanis, right? So then she's sheira adon. That's the first teretz in Tosfos. But the Mishnah Nida is only talking about anashim. Then the second teretz is that, no, the Takez Yerushalmi that says that Anisha is psula ladun. How do we reconcile the stiras between the sugyas? He says, no, it's not a stira. The same is talking about both Dayanim and Nidonim. Women might not be included within the realm of Dayanim, but they're included within Nidonim. So therefore, the Gemara says that Hishra Kosev Isha Leishal Chaldin and Shabbat Ha'am. Are you? You got a hand up? Okay, good. So clearly what emerges is that the first day of Tosfos, right over here, on Daf Pei Ches on the Beis and Gittin, holds that Anisha's Ksher Eladim. First day in Tosfos holds that Anisha's Ksher Eladim. Tosfos in Bava Kama also has such a Shita. But, I mean, why would I go to Tosfos in Bava Kama if it's not Anish right here? It's home. It's right here. Right? We're here. We're comfortable. Comfortable, right? So why jump to Bava Kama? It's right here in Gittin. But Tosfos in Bava Kama has the same Shita, so the Rashash is on Tosfos in Bava Kama. It's the same Kasha. Same Shita. The Rashash is that according to this day that assumes that an Isha is Ksher Elad, then how do we understand our Gemara? Pile Ployin, Frechter Rashash. This is in Packet 27. Right? On page 1, the Rashash says, V'niflesi, says the Rashash, V'niflesi, the begitten heyam abeis, amin of zimna, the maisa layitza, v'samke Allah, v'son alova, the tzarev lashnayim, liyosa bezdin, hare lahedi the psula ladin, he says, the Gemara in Gittin is mefurish, it's not explicit, but it's pretty clear, it's a good deal. He says, you don't have to be a brisket for this deer. You know, you just have to read the Gemara with your eyes open. Right? We can make this deer too. He says, just read the Gemara straight in Gittin. You see clearly. Rashash knew Gittin when he was learning Bava Kama. He knew it all. Right? Rashash was a businessman. He was a businessman. But he wrote on all the Shas. So it's a fascinating story how his Chidushim were printed in Shas. He was a businessman, and he gave money for the printing of the Shas, and he asked the printer to print his chidushim with the shas, so he printed them. But of course, you know that was his. That was the printing then. Rashash lived hundreds of years ago, so you know they would have continued printing the Gemara with the Rashash, except for the fact that everyone saw his chidushim and they realized that they were moradik, so they continued printing the Gemaras with Rashash. You know, but it only came there because he was wealthy enough to ask them, you know, to keep it to print the Gemara and to put his chidushim in with the Gemara. He was a moradik. Unbelievable. A Balabas, you see. Ah, it's Machaya Balabatu. This is the way to learn. You gotta learn like the Rashash. Not push it. It puts the bar really high. Okay. So the Rashash is that in Gittin it's Mashma that a woman is Psul Adon. How do we reconcile the Shitas Tosfos in Bava Kama? The same Kasha would hold true for the first day of Tosfos in Gittin. Shul Matzasi Zokta Rashash Bechidushi Rashba. What's he saying? He says, I saw a different girsa. Girsa in the Rashba, a girsa in the Rif. Where's this girsa? It's in the Tosfos Rid also. Tosfos Rid right here on the side of the Gemara. Again, the so it is, why run to the Kovex if the girsa is right here? Now, we'd have to open Svarim, keep it really simple. What does the Tosfos Rid say here on the Chayim Beis? What does he say? My sover, kevin de isha atzma meviya gita, uvad she teif zvich alam ufani adufani nechtan, zinen de masya lo ihi. No. Oh. It looks like the yud, it jumped to the other word, right? It should be the maisa needs two yuds. They lost the yud in each word. The maisa lay, not the law. She's not bringing her friend. She's bringing the get. The get is a zocher. The maisa lay, I'm not sure why this... That's not the key to the girsa, right? That's not what we're looking for. Zimden de maisa lay ihi v'samchinen ala. Perishim Takshir Ata Bishnayim Yakshir Gam Beisha Bishnay Beisha Lachazia Leitz Terufe Shemachi Tikna Begim.
What's the key to the Girsa? What's the key word in the Girsa of the Rashba that the Rashash quotes?
Shema Tzatzi Bichlusha Rashba Dahay Lafan of Hagirsa Kamen the Isha Ksheira Lahavi Yaz Gita Zin and Chule.
What's the key word? What?
Gita.
What does it say by us?
Kamen the Isha Ksheira Lahavi Es Haget.
Gita. Gita, what does that mean, Gita?
Perget.
Okay.
V'chein barifsham hagir sadilma maisa hi gita.
Again, gita.
What's the key word within the Tosis Rid? Maisa, v'chein the isha atzma mevia gita uvach teitzvi halomar.
But you could say gita also. But isha atzma. Isha, that's damn isha. Isha atzma, the woman herself, the balastavar.
Mevia's gita. She's bringing her own get. That's what we're afraid of, says the Rashash. That's what we're afraid of. We're afraid of a case where the woman's going to bring her own get. And then she definitely is psula ladan. A balas davar is certainly pasul ladan. Even an issue is a bal davar is pasul ladan. He's not a karv, he's not a pasul, he's worse. He's a bal davar. It's not shy for him to be a dayan. That's the shayla of the Gemara. Meaning, in a chanami, maybe an isha is kshera ladan. Isha stam is kshera ladan, like the first day of Tosus and getting on that pechas on the day. The concern of Agamara is not for the case of Stam and Isha. The concern is for an Isha who's a balas dover. She's going to bring her own get. She brings her own get. Avadah, she's psul ladan. So that's the problem. Lamanda, Amar, you need three. That's because we're afraid of that case when the Isha Atzma is going to bring a get. Then she's psul ladan. You can't say Eid Nasadayan there. And the other day it says, no, I don't care. Whatever. But Isha Stam would be Kshara Ladan. That wouldn't be a problem. That wouldn't be a problem at all. If an Isha Stam would bring a get, so then there wouldn't be an issue. You could have been able to use two. Eid Nasadayin. But you can't because we're afraid of that case where the Isha Atzma is going to bring her get. And in that case, we'll make a mistake and think even she is Kshara Ladan. She's certainly Psula Ladan. She's a Balas Davar. Memela, according to that daya, you always need three. Chazal will go so that you always should need three and not two to make sure that there won't be a problem in such a case. Concludes the Rashash. V'zeo kavonas hatos v'shab b'mashakos v'hochi garis rabbeinu tak. V'etzon alom alafuke migirsa hanal miyata lefi girsa halazu ein misham kushya. What does he add? He says, that's what Tosus means over here. What does Tosus say? Hochi garis rabbeinu tam, kevan de isha ksheira lo havi esaget, zinin de maisi le itza, v'chem pirish rabbeinu chananu. Okay, we'll get to the next part later. What's Rabbi Tam's girsa? Kevin the Isha Ksheira Lahavi Yasaget Zina the Maisile Itza. How is his girsa different than our girsa? How is the Rabbi Tam's girsa different than our girsa? Anyone? Maisi? Okay. That is different, but is that significant? What's the Rashash saying? How is Rabbi Tam's girsa different? This is what Tosus has in mind? I'm sorry? Esaget. That's what the Rashash means? What does the Rashash mean? Zach?
I thought here, but this Rabbeinu Tam saying that it's a different, like it's not the Isha, it's someone else, like his sister or something. Like,
therefore what? What's the Rabbeinu Tam saying?
Therefore she's not a Baal Dover.
And therefore what?
She could maybe be...
What's his point? Why is the... This is what Tosfos says. What do you mean this is what Tosfos says? Eitan.
I mean, he says Maisi is not the woman bringing it, someone else, so that's the issue. So woman's not an issue.
What's the point that the Rashash is trying to bring out? What's the point the Rashash is trying to bring out? Yechiel.
Tosfos talking about it in the Dafka Karov, so the issue isn't that it's woman.
The Karov is the next part of Tosfos. Right? The beginning of Tosfos is talking about Isha. But what's the Rashash trying to bring out? One more, Shmuel.
A normal woman can be a Dayan.
Right. So why... No, actually, I take that back. Okay, what's he trying to bring up? Whenever Tosfos says, Hochi Garsinan, you always know there's another Girsa. This is a Yesod. Yesod Zen Nekoti Yodcha. Whenever Tosfos says, hey Gimel, Hochi Garsinan, you know there's another Girsa. It could be in Rashi, it could be in the other Rishon. There's always another Girsa. And that's why Tosfos has to emphasize, Hochi Garsinan. So what does Tosfos say? Hochi Garis, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Natan has this girsa. Which girsa? Who girsa? That's our girsa. It's our, okay. It's a nice. That's not going to change anything, right? Maisi, okay, Maisi refers to a man. Maisa would be better with a woman. Okay, fine. But that's not significant. His girsa is our girsa. Kevin the Ishak Shera Lahavi Eshaget, Zimna the Maisi Le Itza, or the Maisa Le Itza, whatever. That's our girsa. So what's the significance of that? So after Rashash, that's what Tosus has in mind. Rabbi Natan is Goris like us, but not everyone is Goris like us. Not everyone is Goris like us. There's another girsa. There's another girsa floating around. The other girsa is Kevin the Isha Atzmam, or Isha Mavias Gita, since a woman can bring her own get, then we're taka afraid. We're afraid that the Balas Dover will be a dying. We're afraid the Balas Dover will be a dying. The other girsa, the girsa of the Rashba, the girsa of the Tosus Rid, the girsa of the Rif, that girsa assumed what? Is an Isha Ksher Ladan or Psul Ladan? If you say, Kevin the Isha Mavias Gita, that's why you need three, because we're afraid that we'll be Mitzarev the Isha Balas Dover. So is Stam an Isha Ksher Ladan? Yes! Dr. Rashash, that's what Tosus means. Rabbi Natan was not Goris like the other girsa. Wasn't Goris like the other girsa. Why? He wants to be Goris like our girsa because he holds what? He holds Isha Sula Lada. Right? That could be what the Rashash has in mind. It's significant what girsa you have. Rabbi Natan's girsa, which is our girsa, is assuming an Isha's Sula Lada. That's why he wasn't Goris the other way, because he thinks she's Psula Ladan, so how can you be Goris the other way? If he Goris the other way, it sounds like the problem is she's a Balas Dover, but if she be Stam and Isha, she be Kshera Ladan. So the other Girsa helps you answer our Gemara, the first day of Tosus and Gittin, Tosus and Bava Kama, but our Girsa, the Rishonim that have our Girsa are Goris the way we're Goris, because they assume that an Isha's Psula Ladan, like the simple reading of the Mishnah and Nida. So they can't be Goris like the Rif and the Rashba and the Tosus Rif, because if they're going like that, then it sounds like an Isha's Ksheira law. Hey, this is the Machlokas. You know, if you read the Gemara, you think, okay, the different Gersos, Shkoyach, you know, let's just move on. There's a Meredika Machlokas over here. You saw this Dika Machlokas. There's a woman, Stam woman, Ksheira law, and she Psula law. That's the Machlokas that's floating around over here in the Sugya. Noah?
Tosus Rif seemingly has the Gersa of Gita, but
I know, it's a strange, yeah, that is strange about it. I wasn't going to mention that. If no one brought it up, I wasn't going to mention it, because I didn't want to confuse anyone. But that is a little mudna. Right? He has this girsa that, like, changes everything, yet he explains it to be talking about a Stam Isha. Oh, that's interesting. So maybe I should have given you the Rashba instead, you know, because then it would have been straight. But I figured, let's get the Tosus right. Let's see if you pick that up. So if you did, Baruch Hashem, if you picked that out, the Tosus right. Excellent. That's a little Schwerkeit in the Tosus Rit. But the Girsa still is the other Girsa. It's true. Girsa is talking the other Girsa. Yonatan, yes.
Yeah, so according to the way the Rashash understands the Gemara, the Gemara seemingly also has to see some question based on the Baal himself bringing the get. The Gemara said you had the same question of, oh, the Baal, we have this concern the Baal himself is going to bring the get, and then we'll make him into the Dayan. If we're assuming that a woman is Kshera Ladan, so then the Kasha could have been asked either way, and then seemingly the Kasha should have been asked based on the case of the Baal himself, because that's a more complicated the Gemara says that the case of an Isha bringing the get is Lo Shechicha. So if the Gemara wanted to ask the question, it would have made sense. It would have made more sense to ask from the case of the Baal himself. Huh?
You're saying according to the Girsa of the Tosus Rid and the other Rishonim, if the key is the that she's a Balas Dover, so then you could have asked the Kasha about Baal too.
Right.
That's what you're saying? It's a good kashi all the time. It's a sharp kashi. What do you think the answer is? I think maybe the answer is this. Which is more common? The woman bringing the get herself or the Baal bringing the get? I think it's more common for the woman herself to bring the get. If you notice, the Gemara in Hilchos Aleph, when it has all the cases, it first asks from the woman. It doesn't ask from the Baal. I think it is more common for the... It's not so common for the woman herself to bring a get, but sometimes it'll happen. Right? Sometimes it'll happen. You know why the husband might ask the woman to bring the get? Because he wants to cause her pain. It's not the right thing to do. Right? He could just divorce her here. What does he have to wait? He has to tell her, I don't want you to be divorced till you get to that bezdin, and then you should save a funa. Right? You're not divorced until then, so then she's going to have to save a funa. He could divorce her right here. So you know, it's sometimes he will do that. For the Baal to bring the get himself, why would he bring the get himself? What's the reason for the Baal to bring the get himself? Maybe the Baal bringing the get is less common. So the Gemara gives the most uncommon case. Right? It's not common for the woman to bring the get either, but if we're talking about Baalei Davar, so it's easier just to talk about the case of the woman rather than to talk about the Baal, because the Baal is even less of a common case. That's the answer. Zach?
Wouldn't this not be applicable?
I mean, we did give a case where he does have to say the fana, but just one second. You're right. You're talking right, Zach. That's the real answer all the time. Right? The Baal doesn't have to say the fana. So if he doesn't have to say the fana, then there isn't going to be any issue. That's the answer. That is the answer. Good. Excellent. Very good. You should know that even though the Rashash understands Rabbeinu Tam didn't have the other girsa because he assumes that an isha is psula ladan, from the Tosas Rosh you get the impression that there's another reason why perhaps Rabbeinu Tam didn't want to be goris like the other Rishonim. Yes, I
don't understand how Rabbeinu Tam lines up with the Gemara, because if Rabbeinu Tam thinks that a woman can never become a judge, so why are we pushing to the Gemara that maybe you'll be so much on her?
No, because people are not going to know. They'll assume that Eid Nasa Dayan, so they'll think that she can be a Dayan also. They'll make that mistake. We know what the halacha is, but people might make the mistake. They might not know that she can't become a Dayan. That's the chashash. Right? That's the whole chashash, that they might think that she is Ksher Elodim, but she's not. The Tosafot Rosh points out that maybe Rabbeinu Tam, maybe those who are goris like the Rabbeinu Tam, had that girsa for a different reason. Right? Maybe they had that girsa for a different reason. Not because Isha Psula Lodin. Not because Isha Psula Lodin. But why? Again, Rabbi Natan was not Goreif Isha Atzma. He wasn't Goreif that we're talking about the Balazar. We're talking about a Stam Isha. So why wasn't he Goreif a Stam Isha? So comes to Toz Rosh and says, I'll tell you why. Because maybe there's no concern. Maybe there's no room for gzeira by an isha atzma. Can you think of a reason why there wouldn't be a gzeira by an isha atzma? A isha atzma mevias gita. If she brings her own get, so why aren't we afraid that maybe eid nasa daim will think that she can become a daim? Why shouldn't we make such a gzeira? The Kabbalah tells the Rosh and says that's a case that we wouldn't make gzeiras for. What's that case? Three words. It's a milsad lo shchicha. And we know, Isha Atzma Mevias Gita is a milsad lo shchicha. That's what the Gemara said on Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Kevan demotzi lemera b'chal anoshim amai kama b'isha demevias gita demilsad lo shchicha hi. It's a milsad lo shchicha. That's really the simple reason for why Rabbeinu Tam, Zach was saying this in Seder yesterday, that maybe Rabbeinu Tam painted it in a little bit of a different way, but maybe Rabbeinu Tam didn't have his girsa. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam didn't want to have the other girsa because he says, you can't be goris like that. This is all about a gzeira. A gzeira that we're afraid that the woman's going to bring her own get and will think that she can be a dayan too. Right? We should make a gzeira unto the case that the woman brings her own get. That's tocha milsad lo shchicha. We never goes there. Chazal never goes there milsad lo shchicha. So why would we make a gzeira? Maybe that's why Rabbeinu Tam feels that the girsa has to be stamisha, because by stamisha it's not a milsad lo shchicha. Then there is room for gzeira. There's room for gzeira. So it's not the way the Rashash understood. He thought Rabbeinu Tam had his own girsa because he wanted to bring out lafuka the other girsa because an isha's psula lodum. That's what he wanted to bring out. Tosus Harosh would say, no, maybe Rabbeinu Tam was goris this way not to be motzi from that sheet. That wasn't the point. The point was the other pshat couldn't work for a different reason. It couldn't work because then there would be no room for gzeira, because it would just be a milsad lo shchicha, and Chazal never goes with a milsad lo shchicha. So how's the other gears are going to learn? That's a good kasha, right? Tosafot Rosh has a good kasha. Right? Tosafot Rosh has a good kasha over here. If it's a milsad lo shchicha for the woman to bring her own get, so according to that girsa, taka, why a Chazal goes there? Why a Chazal goes there? Give me a pellet. Eli Shloss wanted to suggest the following. That maybe we have to go back to the Gemara and Daf Hei Amud Aleph, The Gemara Dafei asks, La'acha shalomdu, the shliach didn't say b'fanei t'fanei nechtam, and yet everything is kosher if there's kiyum. So what are we talking about? The Gemara says, La'acha shalomdu. In fact, the Gemara, b'gzer shem yafsar, dover, l'kalkulo, right? In fact, the Gemara, yochi yochol nami, Yochol Nami should not have to say b'fanei t'fanei nechtam. So the Gemara says, no, gzeira, we're afraid, yafsar dover, l'kalkulo. So yochol have to say b'fanei. Right, so even la'acha shalomdu, because of the gzeira, someone who can say b'fanei t'fanei nechtam has to do so. And pikeach v'nischarish doesn't have to because it's a milsad lo shchicha. So the Gemara asks, "Hi, if milsad lo shchicha, there's no gzeira, so isha atzma also, and isha can bring her own get, but she does have to say b'fanei. Why should she have to say b'fanei? Why should she have to say b'fanei? If it's la'acha shalomdu, why should she have to say b'fanei?" But the Gemara says, "Shlo tachlo b'shlichus." We're not going to be mechalik between shlichus liyochol. We're not mechalik between the shlichus of an isha and the shlichus of a non-isha. She's going to have to say b'fanei. We're going to apply the gzera to her as well. We're not going to be mechalik between the shlichus of an isha or any other shlichus. We're going to apply the gzera to the isha as well. What do you see from that? That even though we are being gozer. And technically speaking, when a woman brings her own get, it is a milsad lo shchicha. We shouldn't be gozer by her. But the Gemara says, we're not mechalik. We include isha within the takana b'fanei t'fanei nechtam, even where we apply a gzera. Right? Since we're not going to be mechalik between shlichus diyocho, so isha has to be the same as every other case. So maybe if that's the yisod that the Gemara said there, maybe that applies over here. That despite the fact that isha atzma is a milsad lo shchicha, it doesn't matter. Right? Once we're not going to be mechalik between the shlichus of an isha and any other shlichus, and we're going to apply a gzera to the case of isha as well. So here too, we'll apply the gzera to the case. We'll be gozer by isha. Right? Even though that case is a milsad lo shchicha when she brings her own get, but we see from the Gemara earlier that we do apply gzeras to that case because we put her together with all other shluchim. So if we put her together with all other shluchim, then we'll put her together with other shluchim here and we'll apply gzera to her in this context. Tuvia.
I'm having a little difficulty understanding this pastor, Rebbe. It seems that the whole point of most of those people is that in certain cases that are uncommon, we're not going to apply them there.
Right.
Whereas here, what's going on is that we have a case that we're considering making a gezeira based off of. Not applying the gezeira to this case of a woman bringing the get. Everyone would agree in the case of a woman bringing the get, you'd have to have
No, but because of the gzeira, we're going to make the halacha a certain way. We're going to say that you must have three because of the gzeira. But why should we make such a gzeira if it's only a milsad lo shchicha? Like, why are we so afraid of that? Why are we so afraid of that? Is the kasha?
I was to see if we can draw like a parallel to the conversation within the Gemara about milsad lo shchicha and the tachlok b'shlicha. So that's talking about if we're applying a gzeira to milsad lo shchicha. Whereas here, we're asking whether or not we can base a gzeira off.
But the case earlier is also a gzeira where we're going to require b'fanei nechtam, even la'acha shalomdu, only because of a gzeira. No, we're going to require b'fanei because of a gzeira, even by a milsad lo shchicha. Why should we do that? Right? We're going to require something even la'acha shalomdu because of a gzeira. Here, we're going to require three because of a gzeira. Right? Require it because of gzeira. You're saying the gzeira itself is a milsad lo shchicha. No, so it's worse. Wait. I'm not sure I understand what you're driving at. Here we're going to require three for the Kabbalah b'fanai, right? Three dayanim for the b'fanai because of the gzeira that maybe a woman will bring her own get and will make the mistake that eidna sadayim. Why should we make such a gzeira? Why should we make such a gzeira? So maybe we see already a precedent that we make a gzeira even by isha, even by milsad lo shchicha. We do make a gzeira by isha, even though it's a milsad lo shchicha. So too over here, we'll make a gzeira by isha.
We're not making gzeira by isha, we're making gzeira based off of isha.
Based off of isha, I hear. Okay, it is a little different. It is a little different. Okay. So you're saying it's better or it's worse?
I'm saying that the answer that we give based off of lo tachlo b'shlichus,
it's not going to help over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we have to think. Food for thought over Shabbos. Okay. Yeah, we still have a few things to clarify. There's one major kasha we have to clarify.
maybe Mitzvah Shem will get to that on Sunday. And that is, what's that first day in Tosfos? Right? Now that we have Pshat in the Sugya, now we have to understand. First day in Tosfos says that an Isha is Ksheira Lodah. That's the Chiddush. The Pashup Pshat is you would say that she's Psu'a Lodah. That day in Tosfos, the day that the Rashash works on, says that the Isha is Ksheira Lodah. And he reinterprets the whole Mishnah in Nida. He reinterprets the Mishnah in Nida. That when it says Kolar, Kosher Lod and Kosher Lahoid, that's only talking about an Ish. But there are some people who are Psula Lahoid. Some people are Psula Lahoid, but they're Kosher Lod. And Isha is Psula Lahoid, but she's Ksheira Lod. What kind of a strange notion is that? Why would you say that that's only talking about Ish, it's not talking about Isha? Why would you say that that's only talking about Ish, it's not talking about Ish? What's the svara behind that? What's the svara behind that? Did some of you get to the Gemara in Sanhedrin at all? Did anyone get to the Gemara in Sanhedrin? No. Okay, so take a look at the last three Makaros, and then hopefully on Sunday we'll come full circle and we'll close this.